This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For CSN, you can follow him on Twitter at Bakes_Jamie13. Baker will be recognized November 25th prior to the game with the Chicago Blackhawks. Baker scored one of the biggest goals in Sharks history with his game winner that helped San Jose upset Detroit in the first round of the 94 playoffs. He joins us now. Jamie, thank you for your time. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you guys doing?
No complaints over here. I want to start with Martin Jones. If you were to assign an MVP for the team, it would have to be him, right? A guy that learned from one of the best down in L.A., coming up here to San Jose and kind of bringing that same type of goaltending. I mean, is there somebody that has been more valuable to this team than Martin Jones?
Lots of guys. It's been some good team efforts and team wins. But at the end of the day, right now in the NHL, goaltending is the most important position. When he's playing well, and it doesn't matter who's in that, but he's been carrying the load for the most part, and the guys can feel his confidence. And he's a big goalie at 6'4". I was surprised by his demeanor coming in. He'd only played 31 games in the NHL prior to this year, so I've seen some of his games. I like his agility and that. He's athleticism. He's big, but I didn't understand and realize his demeanor, his poise, the confidence that he exudes. And when you've got that, that's your last line of defense. It kind of like everybody else goes out, they do their job. They know that the guy behind them has them covered for the most part. So it just kind of takes over the bench, if you will. So if you had to give an MVP right now, he'd be my pick, that's for sure.
Jamie, it's a great pleasure to speak with you. And who better to ask than yourself in regard to the rich history of the San Jose Sharks, but yet it hasn't culminated in a Stanley Cup. Do you think as an organization, we all know every club wants to win, but is there any extra pressure for the Sharks to get it done and get it done soon?
That's a good question. I mean, there's always internal pressure. You know, the guys, they don't talk about it, but it's there. And there's a core of players here that knows. And, you know, they all know what happened 2 years ago against the Kings. They all know how last season went. But they also know how much talent is in that room. And it's got a good vibe right now. Does it carry over? I think once the season starts, like, you can't sit there and just worry about the end goal. Like, I don't know if you'll ever get there. You know, it's a cliche in sports. It's a process, but I would say as an organization, like, they don't sit around the table, but I think everybody knows how great it would be able to have the hoist the Stanley Cup here in San Jose, have a parade here. I think you get a lot of new fans. I mean, look at the Warriors had a great fan base anyway. So did the Giants. But look at what a championship does. And I think it would help hockey even more. You get more fans coming out of the woodwork if they went on that type of a run. And then to parade I'm biased, but I think it's the best trophy out there. Parade that around town, I think it would be phenomenal. So it's a long ways away to even think about that. But I think everybody recognizes the, unlimited upside that it would bring to this franchise.
Jamie Baker, former Sharks forward, current Sharks color analyst for CSN, joins us. Daryl the Guru Johnson, Zachariah, 95.7, The Game. Jamie, can you remember a situation similar to what the Sharks have gone through? They made the playoffs so many times. I mean, more than a decade straight. Obviously missed it last year. A coaching change comes in. The players stripped of their captain role and then kind of reassigned it, and now you have those same guys there. You have some of the pieces that are still remaining there, but can you remember a situation where it was never a total breakdown or a strip down or a rebuild? And it's kind of trying to get back to relevancy, and it's doing a pretty good job this year. But can you remember a situation like that, like another team that you can compare what the Sharks have gone through over the past couple of years?
No. Your list was a long list, by the way.
Sorry. Well, I mean, I'm just saying.
Have you ever seen that? You're like, no. You know what? Here's the thing, though. It's sports. Like, in 2010, the Boston Bruins were in the playoffs, and they led the Philadelphia Flyers 3-0 and lost the series. The next year, they went to win the Stanley Cup. Like, you're like, what? Did that really happen? And the first time LA Kings won the Stanley Cup, they fired their coach with a month and a half left in the season, brought on Daryl Sutter. They were fighting for a playoff spot. Like the last week of the season, they made it as the 8th seed. They went 16-4 in the playoffs. They started every series on the road and swept the first two games. They were up 3-0 in every series. I've never seen it before. The last time LA won it, and it's like, I know they're our rival, but they won the cup, as has Chicago. You saw, like, they had to win 3 series on the road in game sevens against game seven contending teams or Stanley Cup contending teams. We can sit here and talk about it, but no, I've never seen this situation before. But here's what I have seen. Teams that focus on the moment, they learn from the past, don't dwell on the past. If you dwell on the past, you're never going to move forward in the future. You focus on the moment as a group. I like the coaching staff. I like the player personnel. I think there's still some tweaking to be done. But the bottom line is everybody has to come together and play for each other and play for the logo. And when you have that, you have a chance to go and overachieve. Like, as good as the Warriors are, and they have all this talent, what Kerr did with that team last year, making the guys at the subs, the 6th and 7th guys, coming in and feel just as a part of it, and just every player on that team felt important, like, that's the key to going and winning championships. So I've seen teams deal with adversity and overcome it, and that's what we're going to watch with this version of the San Jose Sharks.
Jamie, the team just completed a 6-0 road trip. They got a home game tomorrow against the champions, defending champions. But before that game, you're going to be honored. And I always had a dream and infatuation to be a professional athlete. You were.
A dream, Jamie.
He's got jokes. What does that mean to you?
It's an honor to be a part of this organization, both as a player, and people say you bleed teal. Well, I bled teal. Like, I bled on the ice for my teammates, for the logo, for the fans. I played injured, an entire year and had, I had surgery at the end of the year for the team, for the logo, for the fans. I did some things on the ice that, I scored goals, but I had to do some nasty things trying to get other players and other teams off the ice for my teammates, for the logo, for the fans. I've been calling 9 years radio. This is my second year, TV, for the guys that I work with, for the logo, and for the fans. So it's an honor to go out as one of the alumni, to be, as a current employee, as a broadcaster. But also for me, what's really special is the timing. My dad, he's here. He grew up a Chicago Blackhawks fan. Obviously, he's whatever team I'm involved with, he's that. My mom can't be here. She passed away 5 years. My dad's he's got a girlfriend, so she came out. My oldest daughter from Los Angeles is coming up for Thanksgiving. She's going to be there. My new wife's there. So I've got some family and a bunch of friends there. So I kind of get to share. When you're playing, you don't really share anything with people because you're in the moment, you're surrounded by media, and then you're typically whisked off to the next game, So tomorrow I get to kind of share my career and ultimately my involvement in this organization with a lot of family and friends that are going to be there tomorrow. And that, to me, that's pretty cool. So
you deserve it.
Yeah, it is. It'll be really cool. And it's a great fan base. I know the frustration in the Bay Area. I feel it. I know it. I'm frustrated too. But I can't worry. As an ex-player, I don't worry about where this organization, this team has been. I'm like, here's where they are now, and hopefully they can. I would love them to capture that chemistry and character that the team we had in '94, because this version is much more skilled and a more well-balanced team. If they could do it and have that, like, and then you get a little bit of luck in goaltending, you know what? Who knows what could happen come April? And they'll worry about that then. But tomorrow night it'll be an honor to go out on the, drop the first puck and kind of celebrate, you know, on Thanksgiving Eve. I guess I'm very thankful to be part of this organization for such a long time.
Well said, Jamie. I'm sure the Sharks fans out there really appreciate it. I lost my father about 5 years ago, and really soak in that he will be there to see you doing that, because there's several things that I have done that I wish my dad was around to see.
Yeah.
Jamie, real quickly here, I'm not trying to get you into any sort of rumors or anything like that, but Patrick Marleau, do you think that it will be based on how the team performs, whether or not he remains on the team after the trade deadline?
He's in control of that. So he has a no-move clause. Ultimately, it's up to what Patrick wants. And I haven't even asked him about it, because rumors go on. There's always going to be rumors in sports.
No, I hear you. I guess what I was asking was, do you think if the team continues to be successful that he will remain on the team?
I have no clue.
Okay.
That's fair. I need it, because I don't know what Patrick wants to do. I mean, right now, I don't see any reason why he would want to leave, but I don't know what his motive, like on those rumors, like they're just like whatever to me.
I got you.
Here's what I look for. I look for, while the rumors are circulating, is it a distraction to Patty and or his team? And the answer is no. And that's ultimately the most, it comes down to, again, you can't control that other stuff that circles teams. You know, you just can't. So I don't think it's a factor. I don't think those rumors are a factor in how the team is playing right now. And that ultimately is the most important thing.
Jamie, we appreciate your time. Love your work. Former Sharks forward. Did you score, real quickly here, because I'm so over the time that it's not even funny. Did you score the most important goal in Sharks history? Did you?
Who cares?
Jamie, did you score the most important goal?
Yes, he did.
Just say yes.
No, I'm not going to say yes.
All right.
Because there's been other big goals. Other people to talk about. I'll tell you what. I scored a goal that's one of the top five biggest goals in Sharks history.
I'll take
there
it.
There it is.
Jamie Baker, former Sharks forward, current Sharks color analyst for CSN. Follow him on Twitter @Bakes_Jamie13. Soak it up tomorrow, Jamie. Enjoy your day. You deserve it. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks, guys. Cheers.
Jamie Baker.
Sounds like a good...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.